Super awkward fun cast. You're listening to the super awkward fun cast. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the quarantine episode of the super awkward fun cast, where the fun never ends.
Mic check.
And the mic check never ends. And I have my friend, Steven Robles, on the phone because we can't see each other in person because we're social distancing.
Mic check.
Because like I told you last time, we're all going to die. But don't panic. But everybody panicked.
I'm not going to die.
But the thing is, everybody panicked, and then they went to the grocery store, and now we don't have any toilet paper. So there's that.
Got plenty of toilet paper.
Good times. In the meantime, a lot has happened with the corona. Corona is everywhere. Like an invisible enemy, as they say. They're using war language.
Right.
Just like the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS and all of that. The war on terror. We got a war on germs. We're going to win it. We're going to win this war.
It's not germs. It's a virus.
Yeah, but it's on germs, really, because that's what people are most concerned about. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. So nobody knew how to wash their hands before, but now they're good.
You didn't know how to wash your hands?
Why are there airplanes all of a sudden? Where are they going? What are you doing? Come back.
They're probably going to another airport.
Well, yeah, and then they're going to get tested or something. I don't know what they're doing. But... Well, I'm on unemployment now, so that's fun. I lost my job on... March 19th.
You didn't lose your job.
Well, it's not open. I can't do my job. So I was told I couldn't do my job.
You didn't lose your job, but you're coming back, right?
Yeah, yeah. It may be, if the new era doesn't begin. You know, I was prepared for this shit. I've been saving up a lot of money over the last year or so. In preparation for a downfall in our economy, like a huge, I guess you could call it recession, but it could end up more of a depression than a recession.
Well, let me ask you this. How does a recession affect your economy? You don't invest in stocks, right?
No, but obviously a lot of people are not able to work and get the hours that they were getting before and the pay that they were getting before. I got a lovely letter saying that I was going to get a very small amount of money in my benefits for the unemployment. Luckily, I have become financially secure recently. I won't say how. Well, by getting hit by a car. So.
Yeah,
I got hit by a Jeep, and I made some money from that. So call me crazy and a rich bitch or whatever, because I made some money by getting hit. How dare I? But that puts me in an awkward position now, because there were things I would have liked to have invested in, which aren't possible at the moment. Photography stuff, like interviews and stuff. Like my Wall Street interviews on YouTube, check it out, aka L. Latham. Wall Street interviews from 2019. They are getting more views than ever, and it's probably because of the quarantine, because everybody's at home. So that worked out in my favor, except not really monetarily, because I don't monetize my videos, because I can't, because Google told me not to anymore, because they took away my partnership when I didn't have enough subscribers, which is fair enough. Like, I never really asked to be a partner, but they gave it to me from some glitch, And I just used it. I was like, okay, well, I'll make this glitch work for me. But I never made any money. Never made over 10 cents. Can't see anything over 10 cents, under 10 cents. What's that?
10 cents, that's pretty good.
I mean, it is for a few years, but it didn't add up to anything that I could actually pocket.
Well, don't you get like a fraction of a penny or something for every view? So like 10 cents, that's not bad.
Well, you don't actually see it until it's like a dollar.
That's gotta be a lot.
Well, it is what it is. Happened that way. What else? Well, the event 201, a lot of people are talking about now because Bill Gates keeps popping up everywhere talking about his vaccines, because that's when he's going to get his money. Has he already stepped off the board of Microsoft to focus on his philanthropy, his money laundering operation? And let's also not forget his connection to Jeffrey Epstein, even though the media loves to, where he was trying to give money or take money, give money to a university, through Jeffrey Epstein, but without saying it's Jeffrey Epstein's money. So he kind of helped him out there. A little bit about him. So there aren't really a lot of people. The people who are going to make it rich off of this are going to be the people who most likely had some involvement in it. Like, another thing is that Bill Gates is a major, major donor through his foundation to the WHO, the World Health Organization, which was started from the UN, which is also a fraudulent organization that pretends to be about one thing and is totally about another. And WHO had a very big relationship with China, the Chinese Communist government, party leaders, and kind of made it possible for the spread to continue of this virus and for more deaths, because they hid some information and the CCP hid some information for a long time. We're covering it up. And you can't trust their numbers either. So people are like, oh, China has no new cases or whatever. You can't trust the CCP to tell you the truth about that. So it's even more of a lying government than ours. And they also have the organ harvesting going on that nobody talks about. Or Uyghur, slave labor. Yeah.
China, you know, that's what people look at me when I talk about China, and they call me a racist or whatever, and, you know, I'm like, no, China is a third world shithole.
It is
a third world shithole. It is not an advanced country. Yes, they do have some advanced elements to them. They have some advanced scientists, you know, astrophysicists, because they get educated here in America. Then they go back to China, and they get conscripted by the state to, you know, do what they got to do.
Yeah.
But really, the majority of the country's in poverty. You know, this whole virus started because these guys eat the weirdest shit and don't clean up, don't practice safe hygiene. You know, granted, they have, you know, three times as many people as we do, you know, in their country.
Which is another reason we shouldn't believe the numbers, because that's insane. That just doesn't add up.
It is. But you also have to figure there's probably parts of China that will never even see this virus.
Yeah.
Have no idea it even exists, because they're just so poor and rural that no one ever sees them. So, like, they're never getting any problem. I mean, the cities are actually having issues. But, stop eating weird shit, man. You know,
it's like, not just that, though. It's that the bio labs, the biosafety labs with the viruses that they're studying in these labs where things can go awry, and whether it was on purpose or not, and it's very convenient if it wasn't on purpose, a virus was released, and possibly...
No.
Possibly no. The wet market was just to cover it up. Possibly.
No. I mean, I've already had top experts neutral expert saying that this virus is not.
Who's an expert? Who do we decide is an expert that we should trust?
Mainly because these are the guys that are smarter than you, number one. Number two, work with these viruses on a daily basis. Number three, have worked to engineer viruses, so they know what they look like. And they say that these viruses are way too intelligently designed people, that we would never be able to figure out how to make the virus do what this virus does. Like, there's just no way, because we're not smart enough to do that.
Yeah, us. So, we're not the ones in charge.
No, people. Not us. Not just me and you. People.
But these are people who are just saying things who you agree with. That doesn't make them an expert. Like, anybody can deem themselves an expert if they have enough college experience.
If somebody has worked in the field of viral engineering for the majority of their lives, I'm going to go ahead and trust their opinion on this thing. I'm going to trust their opinion over yours.
It's a capitalist country, and there are other motives that could be why they're saying the same things that they say.
I've forgotten. The time you're waiting for me, you watched YouTube. I completely forgot that's what you did.
Huh?
Now you're all inflamed about your YouTube videos.
I was watching people react to videos. It was not that serious. No, I'm just saying, like, who decides what an expert is?
What are you watching during the quarantine?
What am I watching? I'm watching a lot of James Corbett, as usual, and I watch some stuff I don't agree with just to have as many viewpoints as possible and to think about things. And it's interesting. I haven't prescribed to any one idea. I would be open to this being a wet market thing. It seems plausible, but it's also interesting because the bats was the origin. Okay,
penguins.
Sir, hold on. The bats was the
penguins.
Origin. Okay. What are we doing?
Pangolin, not bat.
Whatever. Whatever animal. I'm not saying pangolin because I'm talking about something else, actually. The bats were the ones who carried the virus over to the pigs in the coronavirus pandemic exercise that was Event 201 on October 18, 2019 at Johns Hopkins University in New York. And that's how everything began. So it would make sense that they would want to blame it on a creature again.
That's also how the virus got started in the movie Contagion with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Exactly.
You might be confusing this.
I'm not confusing this. I've seen the entire Event 201 exercise, and I will link to it in the description of this video so people will be able to watch it. There's 5 segments, so it's pretty long, but I spent a good amount of time, probably 3 hours or so, watching it, and I had already watched the end of, which is actually the beginning, of Contagion before that. So, yeah, I already knew that was a thing that they did in the Contagion movie, and maybe that's where they got the idea for this little exercise that they did. I don't know. But it is certainly confusing and convenient. And then a few weeks later, it starts live.
They still think it might have started with bats anyway.
Well, they think a lot of things because there was a lot of information online.
Because the penguins have the exact same coronavirus strain in their system as this virus. So they figure that somebody ate a penguin, or maybe fucked a penguin, and that ended up polluting the humans. And then nobody did anything about it. You know, and like you were saying, you know, the part of your theory is true in that China did cover all of this stuff.
That's not a theory. That's true.
I know. I said as early as last year, they covered this up. And, you know, that's why it's a Chinese virus.
Yeah. CCP virus.
China will not own up to the fact that they are part of the reason this thing got out of control. And so we got to make them own it. gotta make him own it. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because the Bilderberg Conference in 2019, one of the topics was China, and Jared Kushner was there along with Mike Pompeo from the Trump administration, and they did a lot of talking about things. And then guess who else was there? The World Economic Forum's president, who also, by the way, the World Economic Forum, who does the Davos conferences, was the partner in the sponsoring of that Event 201 exercise with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So it was a co-sponsorship. And they just happened to be at Bilderberg last year. And then the Bilderberg meeting is canceled this year until further notice, or postponed, because we don't want all those old fucking farts to be susceptible to the virus that they possibly could have been involved in creating. In terms of, like, ideas, maybe. No evidence of that,
every
I'm just saying.
Every time you say that, I keep thinking you're Build a Bear.
What's that?
Every time you say that, I think you're saying Build a Bear.
Bilderberg.
Yeah, like, I'd Build a Bear better. If we have a Build a Bear conference instead of a Build a Bird conference.
That would be a lot less harmful to society.
Can we have an El DeBarge?
Let's look at the things that they have done in regard to this virus. It's very similar to what they've done after 9/11. So a lot of people are actually, even fucking Bill Kristol compared it to 9/11 and said it was worse.
Bill
Kristol.
You gotta play Fernando?
Bill Kristol. Anyway, he's a commentator of right-wing neocon. He's a neocon. Anyway, he said that that this was just like 9/11. And it is, in the fact that it's taking away a lot of our liberties, which we'd never had in the first place, or showing that we never had any liberties to begin with, because we're stuck at home. But it's safe for us. We're safer. But we're still seeing the numbers rise every day, which is also suspicious.
Well, sure, because the testing is increasing.
Because of the testing, well, yes. And then the testing is not, there's not a lot of transparency about that either, about what's being tested specifically and how that will get you a coronavirus, specifically COVID-19, positive or negative results. So it's left a lot of questions on what's going on. So until that's figured out, it won't be figured out, because that was part of the whole plan anyway, was to not have as much information available about what's going on as possible, and to keep people kind of in their houses where they can't see what's going on outside. I think that has a lot to do with the information overload that we're getting online every day. And a lot of differing opinions and, you know, divide and conquer strategies, which always help in a crisis. And then there's something to be said about the toilet paper shortage being something that on the surface is based on hoarding, but not really. And there's been people who have said that that's not really exactly what's going on. So it's just kind of sucks, because
there's already been a ton of stories talking about the toilet paper quote unquote shortage,
mm-hmm.
meaning that they didn't. There's not a shortage necessarily; it's just a controlled dispersal because they don't want
exactly.
They don't want a shortage, so there is no actual shortage. It's just a controlled dispersal of this resource.
But it shows how dumb the public is that they kind of see something and then they go straight to that.
That's why I don't subscribe to these conspiracy theories that you put out, because I think that a lot of these things are done to keep people inside, to keep people away from each other, because people are fucking stupid animals.
But they're also...
And they're going to do stupid shit. If you give people a choice, they're going to do stupid shit. And if you don't want this virus to spread, you don't want people to get sick, like in New York, because the way they're increasing over there... Because they're all on top of each other over there, you know. Then you have to keep people away from each other.
But have you, Have you seen Demolition Man, though? Like, I know it seems like it's not related, but it is. In that society, they can't touch each other anymore. There's no human contact. So there's things that we've seen that seem to be keeping us away from each other and more digitized, a digitized society. And some people are saying, like, they want a digital dollar, and they put that in the coronavirus package, the stimulus package, which is more of a stimulus for the wealthy and the corporate elite. But
in that case, you're absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, and giving us mere morsels, not even morsels of payments.
Did you see Lindsey Graham's justification for that? Did you see his fucking stupid shit?
I did not. I assume he said something stupid.
He doesn't want to give people the money, okay? Because he doesn't think that he thinks that if you give people money, they won't go back to work. That's his rationale for not giving people, you know, the exact amount of money they would be given. You know, if you look at Canada, they're $2,000 a month for 4 months, and you know, every other place can. $6,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it because he's like, no, how could you, why would you do that? Why would you want to make, you know, this restaurant worker, someone who's been making $24 an hour, they're not going to want to go back to work.
Mm.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I wish someone just got, at that point, just got up and slapped him in the face.
What's that?
I mean, like, what the fuck? I wish someone at that point had just gotten up and slapped him in the face.
Okay, slapped him in
like,
the face.
Like, right, they're just like, slapped him. Just like, hard. And then like,
a lot of them need to be slapped.
Give him a second to recover and then slap him again, like, fucking hard. And then be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But no one says that. No one says, like, you know, I want one person just one time to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, just, I want to hear that on the floor of the Senate with that. What the fuck are you talking about?
There's no balls. Nobody has any balls.
No.
I will say...
the Trump press conferences so much.
I will say that the representative Thomas Massie, he was the lone guy saying that this was a shitty deal, and I appreciated that. And he wanted a voice vote. He wanted them to like debate, or no, he wanted to debate on it and have them make their points and historically like say what they did. Uh-oh.
Right.
What happened? Oh, okay.
Nothing happened.
No, My screensaver went off. I got scared for a second.
Oh.
I was like, why are you blue? Oh, that must be what it looks like. Okay, on my computer. Anyway, Thomas Massie had a lot of balls to go after them, and a lot of people hated him for it because he didn't want to give the aid. But you don't want the aid if it's not in your aid. Like, that's the thing. It's like, just because you're desperate, you're going to take, like, scraps and let all these industries make bank, which they don't even need, which they've said on the record, like, hey, we don't really need any more money and we're going to lay off people anyway. But they did it anyway. Leave it to the deep state. Gotta keep
well,
that.
You know.
And the Fed, oh my gosh, don't get me started on the Fed. Ugh. How obvious now is it that that's some fucking fraudulent shit right there? Come on, people.
Not obvious.
It's you know, super like, obvious now.
Is it? Because no one seems to care. Like, it just, I think...
Well, it's a joke. It's like a meme now. It's like, printer go burr. That's the meme. Just people laughing at their situation instead of doing anything about it. And we can't, because we can't protest. Oh, I saw, like, a bunch of cops in a video down the street. I told you. Hanging out together, just like right next to each other, like 8 cops or so, just hanging out at a car that had been abandoned by an armed suspect, and they're just chilling all together, like a little party. I heard a party going on yesterday, too.
Oh, man, there's been so much bullshit going on around my friends.
And if the cops can't even do that shit, why the hell do they get to fucking arrest people for doing that? That's insane. There should be no arresting of people for congregating. That's insane to me. Like, this whole world is insane.
There hasn't been any arrests.
Well, not here, but in the Midwest, I've read some stories.
Oh, where do you read those stories? That's not true. None of that's happened yet.
Well, I don't think they could hold them for very long. But there is a situation where they put a woman in jail and then had her crowded with a bunch of other women. And it kind of defeated the purpose of the whole reason that she got put there. I don't remember the source. It might have been like a New York Daily News or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't know where it was. I think it was in New York, but I don't know 100%. That's just one example. But that's what they want to do. And then I don't know how that's going to relate to the facial recognition software with the mask thing that they're putting out there now. Well, we're all supposed to wear masks when we leave the house. Now everybody's going to be like looking ridiculous when they fucking leave the house. Like they did at the grocery store yesterday. Luckily, I was able to get in there. No problem. Just shutting my mouth like a normal person who doesn't cough on people. And that makes a lot of people think it's going to be airborne or is airborne. And then that's a fucking whole theory, too. And then they have a theory with the 5G now that they're actually putting on Twitter and saying, like, no, 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 this isn't true. Which makes me wonder, like, how true is it if the Twitter dumbasses are on top of it? The verifieds. But it can't be that true. If it is true, it would be a symbiotic thing. It wouldn't be, like, one had caused the other, I don't think. I think it would be like it would be at the same time. Simultaneous, that's the word.
Wait, what are you talking about?
If the 5G...
So what the fuck are you talking about?
If this 5G tower thing that everybody's talking about in these ridiculous communities is somehow connected to this virus, it would be that it's happening at the same time so that people would put it together.
5G? Connected to the virus.
They have not explained to me yet. And I even let David Icke tell me something, but he didn't say anything either. Nothing definitive. It's just a theory. It is stupid, but I think it's on purpose. I think they're trying, the people who run the show want that to be a narrative, or they wouldn't put it on trending on fucking Twitter and have people talking about it and debating it and being like, you're an idiot if you believe this, because it's a very divide and conquer kind of issue. And it's also very transparently dumb to think that all of this is related to 5G. Like, you can't be that stupid, because not all cities in the US and beyond, in all of the countries in the world that are affected by this virus, have 5G. That would be a real reach. We don't all have 5G yet.
I just want to start at the beginning, and I'm curious as to how...
Something to do with the millimeter waves.
Thing could be related or created by something that's electronic.
But they're saying it's something to do with the DNA and the lungs and shit. They don't have any evidence to back up these claims. They're just assuming that it's the worst thing ever.
You yourself are a 5G conspiracist, right? Like,
I'm not a conspiracist. I know that it hasn't been tested. I don't like it. I don't like 3 millimeter waves. But the millimeter waves, the length that you have to be on the wavelength, whatever, the kind of power that it uses. And I don't like that it's something that you can't complain about. And if there's like a tower next to a school, if the school is like, hey, don't put this 5G tower near my school, they can't really do anything about it. Just complain a little bit, but nothing can be done. This is all figured out before you can even decide how you feel about it. So I just think it's another way to...
I still don't understand. I don't know. I never understood that.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's based on the fact that there's no testing. There's not enough testing. It's very similar to the cellular phone frequencies. What?
Testing of what? I just don't understand, like, the basis for it. Like, what is it supposed to do? And how does it do it?
Well, there was some testing in animals, which you can't... Oh, shit. We're gonna go back to that.
Why'd you hang up on me?
That was not a hang up. It was a dropped call. We're getting too serious. See, that's the government stepping in to end our conversation about 5G. Or not the government, Straight Talk. It's Straight Talk Wireless.
Well, look at it this way. At least someone's listening. Like, that's
okay. Yeah, we want to be listened to. That was real time, guys.
Okay, well, yeah, so excuse me now, but how does something electronic...
So there was...
How does 5G... What's the fear? What's the conspiracy?
It's a different kind of wave. It's a different frequency. It was a similar frequency to what they used in what do they call it? It's not biowarfare, but something like that. Like when you use a certain kind of sound for torturing purposes of some sort in the military. I don't remember what the word was. Or the term was, but it's something that hasn't been tested enough to be put on the market, and that's the main issue for people, is that you don't really know how it's going to affect you. And that's how I...
But 5G hasn't really rolled out yet, right?
That's another thing! Like, they're acting like it's rolled out every fucking where. It's not.
So what are they doing before it rolls out, if not testing how it works? Like, nothing's happening with it? They're not doing anything with it? So they're just going to roll it out without doing anything?
That's the issue. That's the issue, is that not enough testing has been performed that comes to a conclusion.
Wouldn't it be safe to assume that testing is happening right now?
No.
Not being released? Like, why, or else, why wouldn't they just release it if they're not tested?
I don't know. They poison our water. Who knows what their reasoning is? I don't know. But it's not going to be what they say it's going to be. It's not going to increase your internet and help your life or anything like that. And it's very dangerous to have it in hospitals when you have other issues in patients that may be connected to it. So I get that. I get where they're coming from on that. But that's the only way I can see.
I don't understand. Like, what conditions do patients have that would be aggravated by 5G?
We don't know yet. Like exactly what.
Why would it be? Well, but you just said yourself.
But it may be, it may not interact well with certain patients, but we don't know, depending on their therapies.
Certain patients, who?
I don't know, dude. It's a fucking thing that people are saying.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's a crackpot theory.
It's not a crackpot theory just because you haven't done enough research into it. And yeah, maybe I can't say exactly what it is because I haven't done the research lately either, because all I can see is the misinformation. All you see when you look it up, you just look up 5G and it's all connected to coronavirus. It's all a bunch of fucking conspiracy theories, which is what they want, because they don't want you to know the truth about what's going on and make your own conclusions.
What's going on is that people are getting sick.
The truth of what's going on is that people have spoken out against getting 5G and have been ignored, and then their towers are like right across the street and they can't do anything about it. And it's one of those things where it's like going to be everywhere if it does roll out. It's going to be in a lot more areas because it has to be placed in a lot more areas because there's smaller...
Well, you know, and these are the people that used to think that television was going to kill everybody, too.
These are not the same people. That's really broad.
The same type of people. The same type of people who...
I disagree, because there are parents who just don't want something that's untested on a massive scale, like in an actual group of people... to be put right near their school where they're child goes to school. Like, it's a real issue for a lot of people.
They let their kids eat Fruit Loops and drink soda, which is, like, horrible for them.
Well, let's not call out...
I don't...
Hypocrisy, because hypocrisy becomes a very ingrained thing in society. Everybody's a hypocrite. So if we call out one person for one thing, we gotta call out everybody for everything, and then you don't have anyone fucking left to call out, because everybody's involved.
And there's also mass hysteria, so...
Yeah, that's what's happening with this virus. There's a lot of hysteria about that. Media.
I was agreeing with that based. Up to a point, you know, until the sort of the serious ramifications sort of came out about what's happening in other countries. And then I was kind of like, you know what, maybe a little hysteria is warranted. Now, it's not, you know, obviously you don't go overboard and start beating up and stabbing Asian people for no reason, but, you know, absolutely you should, you know, do your best to set your neighbor's mind at ease if you're going to go out to the supermarket. But wear your fucking mask. It really isn't that hard of a thing to do. It keeps people calm around you. And, you know,
where does it end? Where does it end? Because it begins at one point and then it ends at one point. And you have to decide where you're going to end it. And if you don't have an end, then it's just going to be lawlessness. Like, not lawlessness, but like...
Yeah, because I think you're talking about the very opposite of lawlessness, right?
Yeah, it's going to be like control, like, of everyone. And it's already control of everyone. But I want to keep as much freedom as I can before the end. If I'm meant to die, I'm meant to die. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but the thing is about the mask, let's say, for example, it's not about your freedom. It's not about you. That mask is not about you. It's fully realized and understood that the mask does not keep anything out of your body. Not the typical mask. What it does is it keeps the things in your body, and it also makes other people comfortable. So it's not about you.
A lot of things make people comfortable. It doesn't mean you're going to do it every day.
Well, but you should. If
you're told by the government to do it, go ahead and do it.
And
the corrupt CDC.
If you're going to go into society, to the supermarket...
We're not allowed to do that anymore. Although I am going to do that. If I go to the fucking grocery store, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit what people say. I'm going to keep my freedom as long as I can. The amount of freedom that I have.
It's not about you.
Again, it's not about me. It's about us. It's not about me. I didn't say it was about me. I'm saying we should all be on the same page.
You just said you're going to keep your freedom.
Yes, individual freedoms, which we were given at birth. We're given at birth the ability to do whatever we want.
At the expense of other people's choices.
I'm not falling for that bullshit guilt trip, like crap that they're doing now. I'm not falling for that crap. You can do that all you want with your other friends, but that shit doesn't fly with me. I don't give a shit about the group. We're all individuals. Yeah, we're a group of people, like in society, of course, we used to be anyway, but now we're all fucking separate. So as long as we're separated, then we can fucking make our own decisions, like human beings.
But
I'm not a fucking animal.
When you go to the supermarket...
I don't go to the supermarket, I go to Ralph's, which is not really a supermarket, it's just a regular market.
Whatever. You're making the choice to insert yourself into society where your choice doesn't matter anymore.
Where we used to actually converse and have actual, you know, relationships, which we won't have in the future, which is a big issue. And that's part of the new era that has been ushered in, is a digitized era where we're all going to be yelling at each other on fucking Twitter and shit and not interacting in real life. And then when does it end? When does the coronavirus end? And if it does end, they're still going to have these practices because it's just better to be safe than sorry at that point. And how many liberties are you willing to lose before you get to the end and you're like, oh shit, this is all kind of predetermined and I didn't really have a say in it. But now I have a say and you have a say and I think we should say what we have to say and do what we have to do.
Okay.
And I'm just not one to bend to any ruler. and I can only do as much as I can. I fucking lost my job. Okay, I can't go to it anymore. It is what it is. We had shit that we were gonna do. We can't do it anymore. I would have gotten commission, which I'm not getting, and I'm not getting paid for that commission from the EDD. So, I've already lost so much. I'm not gonna lose every single bit of my individuality to a fucking slave state. Corporate slave state, like, where corporations control everything and we don't have any control over our own lives.
But what we do. Probably been like that your entire life.
And I feel like you wouldn't have felt this way a couple of months ago.
You're talking about it like it's going to happen.
It has happened.
It's already happened. No, it has happened. It's been happening. It is where it is. Like, it's there already. You've already learned to live within those confines. You have already decided that you're gonna live within those confines. You work for a company that exists within those confines. You do a job that relies on people who have bought into that system. Yeah, it's all you rely on capitalism. You rely on that stuff for your living.
I'm not saying anything about capitalism. Corporatism is not the same as capitalism. And this is socialism for the rich. It's socialism for capitalists, for the capitalist state.
But you work at a job where your success relies on the result of that corporatism, where your success relies on people who make their money in that way. This is not people who are just like everyday Joes that, you know, go to work at a diner or go to work at a factory that are buying tickets from you. These are people that make their money doing what you're talking about. You rely on them for that.
I know we have to.
You don't have to. You can go
yes, you do, unless you live off the grid. You have to. Unless you want to be homeless, you have to. No matter where you work, there's some corporate entity in charge. Again, hypocrisy is for everyone, not for just one person, or this person, or that person. We're all hypocrites.
Hypocrisy?
Yes, we are all hypocrites. We're born into a hypocritic world. Hypocritical world. That we have no control over. So as much as control as you can have, I think you should keep it as much as you can.
Well, I don't see we're putting other people at risk.
Again, I don't see it that way because I'm not sick and I'm not going to be fucking sick. And if I am sick, I die. It is what it is. Or I don't die and I live through it and I get over it. Or maybe I already had coronavirus and I don't even fucking know it. How would I even know? Because there's no testing.
Then you get other people sick. So, okay, so
again, that's not my fucking fault. I didn't fucking reap this fucking thing on the world. And no, I will not blame myself for it.
You could blame yourself if you got someone else sick.
No, I couldn't.
Blame is yours.
I wouldn't because I don't do shame. I'm not going to get shamed.
You could have prevented that. And you
no, I couldn't because it's people are going to die. People are dying right now anyway, no matter where the fuck they live. They're quarantined and they're still dying. So somebody's going out there and getting sick. So I don't know how the fuck we are going to keep that from happening while being in our fucking houses and still having to eat at some point and leaving at one point and then coming back. Are they not washing their hands? Is that why they're dying? Because they're not washing their hands? Because I think it has something more to do with their underlying health conditions than anything, which is what they don't want to talk about.
No, they always talk about it. In fact, whenever the death toll comes up, they always talk about people that are lying issues.
Not on the number websites where they just show you random ass numbers, which is based on testing. Well, again, there's false negatives and false positives. So who the fuck knows what's going on? Again, there's not enough transparency. There's no transparency. You can say that, oh, the experts say this or whatever, but they've deemed themselves experts. There's no way to know if they're telling the truth or not because you're not there. And we're not going to be there because we're not allowed anywhere. How convenient. You can't go to a hospital and see it for yourself in New York. I mean, I guess you can, but you're really putting yourself at risk doing so. And there are people who are doing that. But they get one side of the story and they say, oh, that's the narrative I want. And then they get people locked into these conspiracy theories that, hey, it's a hoax and all of this shit. So you got all kinds of people out there believing whatever they fucking want, and they are all fucking argue with each other. Then there's the Q people who think everybody's going to go down and get all the rapists in Hollywood are going to get or are on house arrest. And that's what this is all for, is to just cover up that they're on house arrest, because they would do a global pandemic just to take down the powerful pieces of shit in Hollywood and make it look like it's something it isn't. That's insane. That's insanity.
How is your roommate doing?
He's doing all right. He's on unemployment too, but he hasn't gotten it yet, and I haven't gotten mine yet because I had to get a new debit card in the mail. And it ain't going to be a lot.
No, it'll be half your wage.
I guess they did that, you know, the government, because they didn't want us to, you know, the same Lindsey Graham thing. They don't want us to get hooked on the welfare. You got to get a job eventually, right? You don't want to get half a wage next time.
Yeah.
Assholes. And aren't we supposed to get, like, an extra $600 and shit? Like, no, we ain't going to do that.
It depends on how much you're making.
And I didn't use coronavirus. I probably fucked up because I didn't use coronavirus. I said business closure instead. I got the wrong paperwork. It's too late to go back.
I don't think that's you that has to do that. Your job has to say that it's coronavirus related, I think.
Yeah, but I did the claim, but I didn't do the coronavirus claim. I did the like regular claim, but then I said closure and disaster was coronavirus. But the disaster part was part of it, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm good, because I said coronavirus. All right.
You might be okay.
Maybe, but I still ain't getting the much. So what are you watching during the quarantine? I forgot to ask you that.
I watched Lego Masters. I watched...
Lego Masters.
Yeah, it's a good show. Something new.
I don't know that.
Like a competition show for people who build Legos.
Oh, I never would have guessed that.
But they're insane. Like, they make insane things. Crazy, crazy things. So I watched that. I watched, actually, I haven't been watching that much.
Hmm.
I haven't been watching that much. I've been playing video
Are you
games
reading?
Mostly. No, I'm just taking a break from everything.
I'm listening to...
Hey, this is a good...
Yeah?
This is a good excuse to not do anything. I mean, right at the beginning of all this, I had a major job I was working on, and
yeah,
I took a majority of my time. You know, I was getting paid a lot of money from it, and then I got, you know, I finished it or whatever and got paid, so now there's nothing to do with money, but I can, at least I don't have to worry about my rent, and, you know, I can build and shit like I can.
So you were a little bit prepared too then. You had saved up.
I got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. Shit.
Like right before this happened. Like I was extraordinarily lucky. And
yeah.
Heather you know, was getting unemployment and she has Patreon income that comes in and so we were like extraordinarily lucky before to make this amount of money that we did, so we could, you know, buy food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it has changed our shopping habits because we don't, I usually go to the store every day. Like I live right next door to Ralph's. So I just go
Same.
There, you know, during the day sometime and I buy my dinner or whatever. I don't buy anything ahead of time because I don't know. I don't like to just stay in my fridge or like rot or whatever, because I don't know if I'm going to eat it. Like, I don't know what I want the next day. Like, I don't know anything like that. So, get used to it. So now we have to go in, you know, we don't want to go every day, obviously. So, you know, we go in and like buy once a week, just buy a bunch of stuff, you know, and then bring it home. And then... So that's what we did today. Today was our weekly shopping day. So we went out and bought a bunch of stuff.
Ow. Oops.
Exactly.
I hit my foot.
Now you gotta be careful. But yeah, so that's that. You know, and it's like, sleeping a lot. I like napping in the middle of the day for no reason. Like,
dude, that's the best.
I'm going to lay down.
I went to bed multiple times.
I love it. And then it's like, you know, I go to bed and I think, I'm going to set my alarm. I don't have to get up and do anything tomorrow.
I know.
You know, we already cleaned up in the house. So, like, for the first time in probably the history of us living here.
I need to do that.
You know, and...
I dusted.
I watched...
A little bit. I dusted the TV.
Yeah, I need to get a new TV because my TV's busted, and I kind of used it to go to sleep, so I can't, like, I haven't been sleeping very well, so I need it.
I keep dreaming of doing things that we can't do anymore. And I'm like, oh, my dreams are more real than reality now. Great.
Yeah, I know. And it's, you know, because the main thing that I did that I can't do now is go to the movies. I mean, that's like,
yeah.
That was something that I would do when I got bored. You know, I would just go over to the movie theater. You know, Heather and I would go to the movies by the night, and I would go to the movies on Thursdays or Sundays, and like, you know, it was just time. And like Heather was talking the other day about how she's grateful that she has someone to hang out with, you know, during this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't imagine if I lived by myself. Like,
oh my gosh, I'd be dead right now.
Yeah, that would be
I'd be dead. Really hard. Straight up.
Well, I'd be honest, I think I'd be okay.
I got really depressed.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, I have the internet, I'm good. You know, like I can talk to you on the phone, I can, you know, mm-hmm. Zoom or Skype or whatever with people, and you know, which has been fun because a friend of ours is like a teacher, and she is a teacher, and so she's but she's been having to teach her kids from home basically.
Yeah, which is a good thing about this is the homeschooling, because that's the best kind of school.
Well, and that's like, you know, and that's one of the means that I subscribe to that I think is valid, is like, you could have been doing all this before.
Exactly.
Like, look at all the people going to their offices, working their jobs, and suffering, and, you know, the money they spend on the building.
It's like the air conditioning. Like Office Space said, you know, it's like, that doesn't need to be your life.
No. You could be working from home this whole time. Like, you didn't have to...
I can't, because my company sucks, but... Oops. No, it doesn't. Could, it's awesome.
But you could.
I could at you some could, other job.
If they took the money that they put in that building, and all the air conditioning, all the office equipment, everything they put in that building, they took all that money and invested it in a nice, secure ISDN phone line for your place, and just installed the hardware in your house. You wouldn't have to leave home.
I know.
You could make home phone calls from your house, and then they could have the system set up, you know, internet system set up, so that way you could, you know, put your information in and run your software and stuff there.
But then they'd have to fix the internet and have it work all the time, and have the website be productive and helpful, and that would take some time.
That's what ISDN line does, right? ISDN line is a direct connection to the internet. Like a T1 line used to be, and you know, allows for fast communication. You know, they provide you with a nice fast laptop. They put the shit on there. You know, they run their software from a central location. Also, it doesn't have to be in an office. And they save a ton of cash. They still get your labor. You can work whenever you want, and you know, you just make a production goal. And it's like that could happen. You know, like, that doesn't have to be like this. Like, kids don't have to go to a school. And be in a prison-like structure to learn. They can go to somewhere, to someone's house, or they can go to a church, or they could go to, you know, the back of a store, or they could go in a park and, like, just learn on Zoom and learn from their phones. They don't have to be in a situation where they don't have to be, you know. And
I feel like we had a lot of outside experiences in school, like middle school. Elementary school, where we would go outside and have a lesson there, like, a lot of the time. Like, we got outside a lot, and we went on little trips to a park, and we hung out there, and we did some work there, and it was just so much more, you know, old school, you know, like, that's how they used to do it back in the day when schools began. It was like, you go outside every once in a while, you'd hang out there, and you go back inside. It'd get hot, so It would be hard because, you know, there's not air conditioning to deal with back then. But, you know, whenever you needed to get some air, you know, fresh air, and you go outside, you wouldn't be confined to one space.
Right.
And I think that could be used in corporation, in terms of like a job as well, like where you can go outside and have scenery outside and enjoy your work out there and be creative.
Yeah. Or if you went to like, you know, a WeWork or, you know, an Iron Forge or Iron Fire, like if you go to one of these places, you know, in a rented office and just work for, you know, 5 hours a day in the office and then do the rest of your work from home, then that's still something. You know, you were talking about freedom, and that's like, I think if you give people more freedom, it's gonna be weird at first because people will take advantage of it, obviously. Like, there's gonna be people that just be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, kids that don't, that ditch their school, or you know, people that like waste their time at home and waste their company's money. But eventually people will get the swing of it, you know, and eventually people will figure it out. And it's just something new, so.
And so many of these corporations and stuff were able to go straight to home, like work at home right after this thing happened, where we were put on these orders. Exactly. It just shows how transparent this system is, that all of this could have been done. The fucking universal basic income could have been done. No problem. Could have been done during Katrina. Could have been done during 9/11. Could have been done at any point.
Well, maybe. I mean, they still
haven't figured that out. Not 9/11. I meant, like, the 2008 crash.
The UBI, I mean.
My bad.
The UBI is still taking forever. I mean, it hasn't happened. So.
Yeah, it hasn't happened, but it still could have been done at some point because they have done it now. So you're seeing that things that could have, that you were worried about not being able to ever happen are now happening or slowly being utilized. And it's going to happen because it's going to benefit the rich. So, of course, they're going to make it happen. But we're probably going to get fucked in the process. But we should always know that. Always expect to get fucked by the government. It's never going to be any different. The government doesn't change for you. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Well, we don't really make it change. I mean, people really do have the ability to change their government. They just don't do it. And it's you know, and a lot of it's just because they don't feel comfortable with change. You know, people get really freaked out when you try to change what stuff they've been doing for years. They get freaked out by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then that's where you have like someone like a Joe Biden who comes along and says, "Well, Obama. And
this
like,
motherfucker.
Oh yeah, Obama. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, Obama.
This dude really is like the dumbest fucking wow. But how dumb is everyone who actually says they're going to vote for him if they're real, if they're for real and they're not joking?
I actually have no problem with Joe Biden up to a point because he has actually done things. Like, he's actually
not good things.
And like that.
We've already talked about this. I don't want to get into it too much.
He's done a lot of good things, but when he was vice president of the United States, was sort of when he destroyed all his credibility. Because when he was a senator, he tried to do things.
Well, yeah, he was that guy.
Right.
Whatever you call it, like, he was just, like, the guy, you know, down to earth, kind of, like, cared about workers guy.
He was there, he did shit, but when he worked with anybody who was affiliated with Obama, dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Because they allowed a lot of things to happen with him.
Including you, Andrew Yang. Including Andrew Yang. Thank you.
Well, he's trying to make up for it, right? I mean, he's trying to make up for the sins of his past. And, you know, I allow people forgiveness if they're genuinely trying to, you know, look at what they've done and say, well, you know, I look at what I did.
Well, as long as you admit that you dropped the ball. Yeah. I don't think Joe has admitted it yet.
No, Joe gets really mad when people ask him about it.
He thinks that they did a great job.
The famous "go vote for Trump" then, right?
Yeah, go vote for.
That, like,
that's the way to go. Go vote for the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, because he had a Mexican activist attack him in a town hall meeting and ask him about Obama's immigration policy.
There you go.
And he was like, And Pine's like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, you did all these things. And he's like, I think he should go for somebody else.
Yeah. And the workers and stuff that are asking him questions. Then, you know, there's the whole thing with sniffing of children, and that's not good. And
the hair sniffer.
It's just not going to look good in the ads. Man, the ads are going to take him apart in the general. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be hilarious. We're going to have fun. It's going to be a fun show. But the end result, not going to be fun. It's not fun now, so I don't think it'll get fun anytime soon. But it is fun. I would agree that, like, watching him take care of the media in those conferences, the president, it's pretty satisfying. I will say that. Like, and then when they go after him for being racist, for attacking somebody who's of color, like, I can't. I'm like, hilarious. This is so easy. This is going to be a layup.
No, it really is. Like, I watch these press. First of all, I watch everything related to this virus thing, because it's
I didn't watch the last
to
one.
Me, and I want to make sure that, you know.
God damn it! What is wrong with my phone? Hold, please. What is happening? What is happening? I don't know. Maybe it's on like a timer or some shit. It doesn't do this when I talk to my mother. I can talk to her for an hour. This one can't go 30 minutes. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, so you were saying about Trump. So, yeah, so he will say things at these press conferences and stuff. And, you know, I listen to him talk about these people, and I laugh. Cause I was thinking, I watch all of these coronavirus things. Gavin Newsom. I watch, you know, Mayor Garcetti. I watch Trump, the Trump ones. I watch the Dr. Fauci's. Like, I watch everybody.
Boy.
And, I just want to make sure that I know what's being said, because when my friends inevitably come up and start spouting stupid bullshit, I'll be like, no,
exactly.
No,
you have
you're really not
the facts.
Yeah, you're really not paying attention.
He's racist.
That's okay, because they'll attack him.
He made her cry.
Like, you know, he'll say something like, you know, Jared Kushner came up and was talking about the Federal Reserve of, you know, personal protective equipment versus what the states want, and the states weren't prepared, so now they're going to the federal government. The federal government's like, no, we need this for us. Like, this is ours. This is not for the states.
The Federal Reserve is a private entity, so I don't know if you're...
not the Federal Reserve money-wise.
Oh, okay.
The Federal Reserve of the federal stockpile of...
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
PPEs and protection...
PPEs.
Right, PPEs and... PPEs. And,
the peepees.
You know, other things. And so so that was the question that someone asked Trump the other day. You know, was like, what if Jared Kushner said ours and not the states? And and then Trump was like, you're a terrible reporter.
He did.
You're terrible. Like, he's like, you're horrible. Why are you trying to make this into a bad thing? He meant the federal government versus the states. And she's like, well, isn't it for the states? Like, we can give it to the states if we want to. He's like, but we have the federal government to worry about, too. He's like, we have the military. We have... you know, the people here, we have people that work in the federal hospitals, we have, you know, a stockpile of things that's for the country as a whole, you know, for the government, and then states should have their own things, but they didn't, they weren't prepared. He's like, and so we're doing as much as we can for them, you know, we're converting these factories, we're making people do stuff, and she just kept on about it. He's like, why do you keep trying to do this? Why do you keep trying to make these into bad things? Like, that's just bad journalism, it's fake news. He's like, and that's what I'm talking about. And it's just so funny, because you're right, it is satisfying. Because these nincompoops in the press that are out there are just trying to they keep trying this old rhetoric of just, we gotta get Trump. And it's like,
gotcha.
People want to know information. They want to know information. They want to know what's happening. They want to hear stuff, not to hear about Jared Kushner, they want to hear about Russia. Like, they want to talk about Russia the other day again, and he's like, why are you bringing this up? He's like, why are you bringing this up? Why do you keep harping on this? He's like, this is not... And then finally, he's like, I'm not even going to talk about this anymore, because people want to hear about what they want to hear about. Because they didn't want to hear about this anymore. Like, leave me alone.
And then it's him, like, dodging a question instead of, like, you're asking questions that aren't relevant to the situation.
Right. Because, I mean, they should be harping on is, like, okay, what are you going to do about rent control?
And they don't say shit about that. They don't say anything about freezing rent or mortgage payments or anything that we actually care about.
I want to hear about that every day. I want to hear reports say, okay, President Trump, what are you doing today to ease the burden on renters?
There you go.
What are you doing today to ease the burden on the landlords who need the rent to survive, but yet have to pay their mortgage, but don't want to charge these guys rent?
Yeah.
But they have to. What are you doing about that? And I think someone did ask a question like that yesterday to him, and he didn't really have an answer for it. But,
of course not, because he doesn't think about it.
Yeah, well, I think his main concern is he's got the federal government to worry about. Plus, he's got...
That's a state issue.
It's a state issue, and that's the thing.
They should ask that of Eric Garcetti more, and they should ask that of Gavin Newsom more. Because they're not.
Well, Gavin did the moratorium on mortgages. He tried. And, you know, the thing is the banks
own everything.
There's so many. Right, they own everything.
That's the
problem.
They don't
want to do it. I also think that they still don't believe that this is going to go on for months.
But it is.
I know, and I think they still look at it like it's going to be over in a month or so, and they don't want to do a 3-month moratorium on mortgages and rents, because then, like, when it does end early, they're going to have people just do that.
I'm looking at you, Bank of America.
Yeah.
30 days, Bank of America. Real helpful. Thanks.
But they're not going to be able to do much when people can't pay. You know,
that's what it's going to get down to, is that nobody's going to be able to pay for anything. Then the rent strike will be a real thing, because nobody will have any fucking money. Maybe they can cover month, but that's it.
I was reading a story today about a building here in Los Angeles that got notices from their management company saying that when you get your stimulus check, we want it.
Ew.
And, yeah, I know. But, like, you know, you're gonna. They told them that they are going to have to pay their rent the minute that the moratorium ends. Their rent is due for the full however long they owe it.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to provide pay stubs and letters from their employers saying that they're affected by the virus, and that when their stimulus check comes, they have to give it to the management company.
I'm glad I got my documentation. Shit, I'm glad I don't have to do that again.
Well, what ended up happening was these people emailed their councilman. I think they were in, like, East Hollywood or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hightown or Little Armenia, maybe. And he was like, that's not going to happen. And don't worry about that shit. Like, and so he went to the management company and was like, what is all this? And they said, oh, we're sorry. That was just a draft.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent that out. No, of course that's not going to happen. And it's like, he's like, okay, good. Because that's the kind of unscrupulous shit these people are pulling, you know?
Yeah. Because they know they're covered.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Especially demanding their stimulus checks. Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
That's my grocery bill.
That's exactly what I thought would happen with UBI. Like, that's exactly what that question was never answered for me.
Yeah.
With the Yang Gang. So you're going to hand out $1,000 a month to everybody.
Right.
But then what to stop my landlord from raising my rent about?
Exactly. You have to have regulations in place.
Right. And they had no answer for that. So I'm like, well, what's the answer for that? What's the answer to, you know, why my Ralph's just raise everything $2? You know, like, why wouldn't that happen? Why wouldn't they just do things to take my money away?
Mm-hmm.
I would never even see that money, because it would just be absorbed in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just based on shit that I have to buy. Why not raise the price of gas $1 a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, why not do all these things? Because now that you know,
it's going to work itself out.
Know that people have $1,000 extra a month. You know, and it's like, and it's California was ready to do UBI, but then their thing was like, well, yeah, except if you're on unemployment or if you're on Social Security or if you don't make enough money, then if you're on any kind of Medi-Cal, you're not getting this money.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the fucking point? Like, the whole point is to give people that don't have the money.
to
spend, but money to spend so they can put it into the economy because they're actually going to buy shit with it. That could be like a rich person who puts it in the bank, sticks in their mattress. Like, you're going to actually go out and buy a TV and shit with it. You know, like, that's the point.
Or, you know, buy, you know, seasons and seasons of, like, your favorite shows on your streaming platform that you have, like Disney or Hulu or whatever, you know, HBO.
Are you going to buy new clothes, or are you going to, you know, put a down payment on a car, or something's going to happen with it? And
yeah. I get a hot plate.
You would get a hot plate?
Yeah. Not mostly for me, though. Because I don't cook very much. But I would like...
Maybe you would.
I would like my roommate to be able to cook every once in a while. As long as he cleans up after it.
Yeah.
Speaking of cleaning up, I got a lot of cleaning supplies, which I was very happy about, from Bed Bath & Beyond. So I'm good on dish soap.
That's the Beyond part.
Yeah. The dish soap. I got the dish soap. I got room freshener. And I got Myers, which is good. And I got some soap for hands. For me to wash my hands all the time. Which I already do anyway, because I'm already... Before this, I was already very careful about touching shit and washing my hands whenever I could. So it was kind of funny when it happened. It was like, ha! This is my day. This is my time. So, like I said, I already told you all about that, I remember. But, so, there's no movies. If there are going to be movies soon, they're probably going to put them on demand, I would imagine. And, which is going to help the streaming companies, which I think is going to be very beneficial.
Well, they should put some good movies on there. I mean, like, all the good movies, they're... just boom, bumping up to the fall and like moving into next year. They're not, you know, if Disney had just stepped up and said, okay, we're going to put the new Black Widow movie, on demand, and then we're going to move to Disney Plus, right? Like that I would really be curious to see what an in demand movie
like
looks like when they do something like that, because then they did Bloodshot, Home of the Buck, they're doing, I just read that they're actually doing Artemis Fowl direct to Disney Plus, but no one wants to see that. No one cares about those two movies. Like, no one cares. You know, they did Invisible Man. They did Onward.
Guardians,
which are already in theaters.
I just remembered that film that was a very big topic for the right wing and the left wing to go after each other. The Hunt.
The Hunt.
Yeah, what's happening with that?
They put The Hunt on there for $20, you know, and they're doing okay with it.
Oh, like, wait, they put that out?
Good. Yeah, they put it on VOD last week.
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering about that, because, that was a big campaign that they had. It's pretty brilliant marketing.
I loved their new trailer for it, too, which is so cheeky. It was really funny.
It's a good marketing scheme.
Yeah, great marketing scheme.
Very 70s.
Yeah, so they put that on VOD. Yeah, so now they're putting those on VOD for $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
that's so expensive. Okay.
But is it? I mean, think of the tickets up here at City Walk. You know, one ticket to even a matinee is $16 now there. And, an IMAX ticket is $25 or something crazy. And then the regular price for...
I mean, it's not a lot if you get to keep it. If it's a 24-hour thing,
do.
I don't think
it is. You're buying it.
Yeah, if you're buying it, I think that's fine. But renting, crazy.
No, I would never rent anything for $20. I mean,
10 tops. 10 tops.
I wouldn't even rent it for $10.
It depends.
I only rent myself for $5.
Dude, if it's a really big movie, like if it's like 4 hours long, maybe. If it's long enough.
If they put Black Widow out, I might spend $20 for that.
Yeah.
Like, because I want to see it anyway. You know, it's like, I was hoping, like, because, you know, AMC has the A-list, and I use that.
Yeah.
And, which is $25 a month, and you get three movies a week, and 90 movies anytime. So that's kind of fun. And then, I was hoping, because now AMC has like a streaming service, right? Like have like an on-demand service, basically. And I was hoping they would just transfer that over and be like, hey, you want to rent?
That would be smart.
Three movies a week for free on our service for the same $25. I would find a way to come in.
Like HBO Go has like free content, 500 streaming, you know, whatever, and nothing really, really good, like Westworld. Like no Westworld is available. That's not the free thing. It's just free shit that you've already seen. It's like, okay, gee, thanks. I really wanted to see The Sopranos again. You got the comeback in there? Let's see the comeback again.
Whatever they have on Prime.
Dumbasses. The Wire. Oh my gosh. I never saw The Wire. Thank you so much. So helpful.
You ever watched The Wire?
Actually, no. I did watch some of the first season, but I couldn't get into it. And then they were like, hey, watch it after the second season. I'm like, if you can't get me in the first one, I can't really keep going. And also, I knew that dude died, and it was just not as fun because I was like, I already know he's going to die, so I don't know if I want to watch it anymore.
Well, yeah, but there's so many other characters.
I know. It just wasn't my thing.
It's really good. It ended up being pretty good.
Breaking Bad was more my thing.
I would say it would not even pass the second season. I would say it gets better, like, because I think it went 7 to 8?
A long time.
I don't remember. But it was like halfway through it got good.
Yeah, but
like
I...
after Shrinking Bell.
The thing is, I liked Breaking Bad from the very beginning, so that was an easy choice to stick on.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Breaking Bad's only 14 to 10 episodes a season. Like, that's easy.
Yeah.
Because you look at, like, Sopranos was 5 seasons, 6 seasons, and they had 22 episodes a season. Like,
I didn't really like The Sopranos.
I love Sopranos. Like, if you watch Sopranos after watching Breaking Bad, it's almost the same show. They cover a lot of the same ground.
I hear you. You know what? I hated.
Smaller.
I hated to like Nip Tuck. That show was the most annoying show. That was the Game of Thrones of its time.
That was the first season that was really good.
Shit.
And then it started getting so weird.
So weird.
So weird, and I had to stop watching it because it got really stupid.
It really did. Lowest common denominator. That's why I was like, Glee? I don't know. I don't know if I want to do Glee after Nip Tuck. I don't know if it's going to be good, but it was fine for a while, but then it got bad. That's Ryan's thing. His shit gets bad.
I'm curious about it now, if I might, after seeing other Ryan's, well, not Ryan Phillippe. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Ryan Murphy. I don't like him as a person, though.
Now that I've seen other Ryan Murphy shows, I might be able to handle Nip Tuck, maybe. Now that I understand what I understand
they did
what his
break
style,
a lot of ground.
they did
some weird shit. Oh my gosh, the whole story with the woman who's a man, like, but she's not really a man. She's a woman in real life. That was weird. Then Peter Dinklage was on one episode, and he was like the best part of that season. Well, he wasn't on one episode. He was in an arc. And he was like a babysitter, but he was a hot babysitter. I was like, oh, that's cool. They're like sexualizing a dwarf. You don't see that every day. So it was really fun.
Well, you know what I have been listening to is the Ron Burgundy podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That shit's pretty funny.
Ron Burgundy podcast.
Yeah, like Will Ferrell does Ron Burgundy, but that's like
I'm so on the fence about him.
Huh?
I'm on the fence about him. He hasn't been really great lately, but sometimes he's really
Ron
hilarious.
His Ron Burgundy podcast is really good.
Yeah, I know Ron Burgundy is like the best thing he's done, probably.
Then they have one episode where Peter Dinklage is on it.
Oh man, I like him in those kind of shows. I liked him on like, was he in an episode of Between the Ferns? I think he was.
Probably.
Yeah, he really held his own there. He's really smart. And he's cute. I'm sorry. Like, I don't go for dwarfs or anybody in particular at all. I don't like people, but if I liked people, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Cutie.
I gotta go for dwarfs, man.
I don't have a thing for anyone, but like, damn.
You don't speak that low.
I don't stoop low to people. No, I don't do people. Not a people person. Which is why this is so weird, because it's like I've been distancing myself from everybody already, so nothing has changed, really. I don't touch anyone.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, you know, I don't, I mean, because pretty much that's, you pretty much do what I do. You go to the movies, you go to the supermarket. Like, that's pretty
I don't
much
really go to the movies that much either, because I go to screenings, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
And I guess they're going to probably put those online for the film people. Luckily, I'm not in the film society anymore, so I don't have to worry about it. But SAG Awards time, they'll probably have to put everything just on DVD or do the digital, which they're already ready for anyway. So
yeah, we'll probably just do digital. Because
and then they'll have like streamed Q&As and stuff. That's what they'll do.
Maybe they're
already starting that. They're doing like conversation series, like Q&As and stuff from like, I guess they're doing it from home. I don't know. It wouldn't be in the actual place. It's a weird world. It gets weirder every day. This is our dystopia. Like it or love it. I don't know what you're saying. Is that a yawn? It's time for your nap? It's the best time in the world where you can just like nap all day. Sleeping is the best.
Because I had work during the first part of this stay at home thing, and then I couldn't just chill out. You know, I couldn't like watch anything. I couldn't just like hang out.
Were you a little like jealous at first? Like you had your job and other people were losing theirs or going home.
Yeah.
And you're like, when's this gonna happen to me? I was a little like, okay, I guess I don't get to do that. All right, cool.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
People are like, oh, take your time and create and write and get to know.
I haven't written shit.
I'm like, I gotta work. I don't get to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I do. Now I find myself with very little to do.
Yeah, I want to learn guitar, but it's gonna hurt so much. I don't want to do it.
It hurts. It does. You're right.
No, with my fingers the way they are already, you know, it's probably gonna be impossible. Unless I do it on the other side.
Not really.
Maybe I could do a left-handed thing.
It's just a matter of just getting your fingers ready to go. I mean, it's not...
It's hard, because every once in a while I wake up and they're like... It's like, are these fingers? I don't even know, because like, I can't even feel them. I don't know what's going on. It's so weird. You don't even know. My mother knows. But... Right.
Yeah, it is my nap time actually. And
yay.
Well, I gotta do laundry too.
Oh my gosh, laundry. We can do it whenever we want now. We don't have to wait.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, I was just thinking about your laundry room as I was down in my laundry room just now. Before I got here. You know, I was thinking about your laundry room, how terrifying it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's just terrifying.
Mm-hmm. I hurt myself so many times on the door alone. That screen door is the worst. Somehow, I always manage to cut myself on that thing.
Yeah, the only thing we have with our daughters is that it's locked, even though it's inside the apartment building. It's locked with a key that I often forget to take with me and have to come back and get it. Because people would actually let homeless people into the building.
No, don't do that.
To sleep in the stairwells because when it was cold, they just opened the door and like let them in.
I remember seeing a couple that were like sleeping near the stairwell. And I was like, what the fuck? When did this happen?
And then they would come in and sleep in the stairwell and then they would go into the laundry room and bust the machine and take the quarters.
Yeah.
Well, there's like six machines in there. And then like, you know, and so they would just bust the door and take
Dang, you have six? I only have two each.
Oh, no, I know. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
crazy, dude. Well, three. I have three and two.
Yeah, I think we have six washers and six dryers.
I have two. No, I have three washers and two dryers that work.
Yeah.
Another one, I don't know.
We're six and six, and then it's a big room. It's well lit.
Mm.
There's a bench in there. You can fold your clothes on.
I don't even think mine has a light.
We have a light.
I don't know. No, it has to.
I've been in your laundry room. I know
it has to have a light. I just don't ever turn it on.
It does. It just flickers and it's scary.
Yeah. Like bulb. I'm sure it's better now.
I remember that laundry.
The storage area with all the shit from the people who do the maintenance and stuff, I guess.
That's the one thing in our building is that there's no cleaning going on.
Huh.
And that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the person that, you know, I see him here. Why is he spraying everything down every 3 hours and cleaning everything? Like,
yeah.
Why are they wiping down the elevators and wiping down the washing machines? And
dude, none of that's happening here.
My sister said in her building, they do it every 4 hours.
Damn.
Like, people come out in their little hazmat suits. And
that's crazy.
It feels like a swank building. Nice.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I've seen somebody cleaning, but they weren't cleaning that kind of cleaning. They were just doing, like, vacuuming or whatever.
Cleaning, yeah. Hey, my sister's, like, they're having trouble down there, like, in San Diego. Because she lives downtown San Diego. And she told me, because she lives across the street from Ralph's. And she says they had their
shout out to Ralph's
every single day. Yeah. She said they're understocked every single day and that she can't get what she needs for her baby. And then she said that there was a breakout in their building, an outbreak. So she told me what happened with that. And then
Shit.
She said that the power went out, you know, down there too.
Huh.
And that Amazon hasn't been delivering there either. So I'm like, wow, what the fuck is going on with you guys?
Yeah. They have their own issue with the Amazon.
I know. She's like, how are you? Are you doing okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. Well, like, my Ralph's is now open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And they're pretty much stocked every day. As I can, everybody's cordial. You know, there was a line at first. Now there's not.
Yeah, same here.
And, you know, I said, you know, there's very little going on except at night. There's a lot of howling going on. I don't know what's going on out there, or why there's yelling at all hours of the night.
Same.
You know, like, I said, there are people going crazy. Yeah, I can hear that.
I hear all kinds of shit. Like, last night, it was really everywhere. All these people, like, hanging out, like, having fun. I was like, do you not know that what's happening?
People in the building next door, like, out last night. And yelling. And then somebody was just blasting music, like, at 4 in the morning. I don't know where it was coming from.
Well, you know. They figure, you know, you can sleep later. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I guess.
On that note, I want to get out of here before we get cut off again.
Oh, yeah, good idea. I got to go down and get my laundry, too. So,
all right.
Good talk.
All right, good show.
We're
still alive, but barely.
All right, well, you take care of yourself. I have to admit, you know, you sound like you're going a little crazy in there, so be careful.
I'm not going crazy.
It sounds like you are a little bit, though. That's
what I'm listening to Fight Club.
For a long time. We spent a lot of time together, and I can tell when you're going crazy.
I do miss people.
I think you need to find something to do that's creative, by the way.
I'll do something. I'm enjoying Fight Club.
Right.
And then okay. I have it on... I have a lucky version of it in a Google Drive file, which I finally figured out can work in Firefox, and I opened it there, and I was like, sweet, I can watch it. So I have the film as well. So after I finish the book, I can watch the film. And then I have Matrix, and I can watch that. And I already watched most of Office Space, which is so strangely connected to the Matrix and the Fight Club movie, and they all came out in the same year. It's super weird. And then there's also the Prince song, because he knew what was going on, I guess. 1999. How did he know? That was going to be such a big year.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Matrix is on Netflix. I think they're all...
I know, I'm watching the Matrix on Netflix. Yay! Shout out to Netflix. Woo! You get your money, I guess.
Okay.
No one else is, so go ahead and take it. You can take my $8.99.
All right, then. You guys Yeah, you have a good time over there.
All right, you too.
Have fun with your roommate.
This is the most we've talked since the last episode.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go downstairs. So I will see you later.
Let's end the show.
My world. I have nothing to plug.
No plugs. Ain't nothing happening.
I have
watch
no
my YouTube.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening. Love you all.
Okay.
Stay safe. Bye.